Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome back to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Get ready to be inspired by two amazing women, Kristen Steed and Tara Norberg, who have made huge changes in their health style but are helping others do the same. Kristen Steed was on season 7 of the NBC hit show The Biggest Loser with her mother Kathy, and the two of them stole our hearts. Kristen, a dynamic and engaging motivational speaker, inspires millions with her honesty and kindness. One of the millions she inspired is Tara Norberg. Tara is the founder of GirlGoneHealthy.com, and like Kristen, she helps people everywhere learn to live a healthier lifestyle. Kristen and Tara, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Lisa.
In their lives and are not only living a healthy life. Tara, as I mentioned in the introduction, you were inspired by Kristen. Can you tell us about your lifestyle at that time and what it was about Kristen you connected with?
Absolutely. I was fairly new in my journey into weight loss when season 7 of The Biggest Loser started. And I don't know what it was, but there was something when I saw Kristen that she was real to me. She was the first, I think everybody has someone that motivates and inspires them, whether they know them personally or not, but there was just something about her that was absolutely real. I could relate to her. I know that she wanted to be healthy so that she could provide a family for herself and her husband, and that was so important, and I had done the complete opposite, and I had, you know, gotten pregnant very heavy, and so she just really touched me, her story and her drive to see her on the treadmill. When she ever posted that picture, I would get them confused of Fiona and Felipe. That was the first night I went down and ran on the treadmill. I ran and cried, and I was like, yes, I can do this. Like, and that was it from there. That's all I needed to see was that she could do it, I could do it, and I never looked back.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
Oh.
So awesome.
Yeah, Kristen is fabulous. And again, I wasn't even trying to lose weight, and I was totally drawn in by Kristen. I just think you're so warm and real, and I think that's why people love you. And Kristen, tell us about how you were feeling, where you were at before you went on The Biggest Loser.
Oh, you know, I always tell people whenever I'm out speaking at events, I'll never forget what it felt like to live life in a 360-pound body. I mean, it's so... I don't think there's anything more frustrating than to know exactly what you want and to be so lost as to not know how to get it. You know, and I looked at The Biggest Loser as being the only way that I could get, you know, to live a healthy lifestyle, which, you know, I realize now coming home from the show that it was the furthest thing from the truth, that I had what it took inside of me the entire time. It just happened to be that The Biggest Loser brought it out in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it is frustrating. Being home from the show now for, you know, 9+ months, I've come to realize, too, for me, this is something that I will have to battle the rest of my life. You know, I work at living a healthy lifestyle. You have to make conscious choices to exercise, to eat healthy, and, you know, for some people, I don't know if it'll ever be easy, but it's definitely worth fighting for.
Oh, it definitely is. Now, Tara, you went ahead and started GirlGoneHealthy.com. If you can tell us a little bit about that, that would be great.
Absolutely. Once I got a little ways into my journey, it really started out kind of like a journal for myself. And I started out with a free blog spot, and these people who I didn't even know started to email me and say, how'd you do that, or can I have that recipe, and just little questions here and there. And as the emails got bigger, I started to realize that, you know, I love people and I want to help people, and if I can do this, I'm going to. And I went to bed and I dreamed that I made this website called Girl Gone Healthy, woke up the next morning, created it, and it's just been, you know, going since then. And I literally eat, sleep, breathe Girl Gone Healthy. Just like Kristen said, I fight every day. You know, Girl Scout cookie time. Ooh, evil.
Oh, I know. I have to walk really quickly past the store, and I feel guilty because the kids are like, hi. I'm like, sorry, I don't eat sugar. And I just keep walking. I'm diabetic. I don't know.
I'm on my phone.
Oh, that's a good one. I should try that. I know. Oh, those Thin Mints will get you every time, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's so hard every single day. You have to learn how to grocery shop, you know, avoid those aisles where you know the ding-dongs are, or potato chips, whatever it is that is your budget. And I think that's the wonderful thing about The Biggest Loser is these people are putting themselves out there for millions and millions of people to see, and you don't want to let people down. You want to succeed for yourself and you want to show people that they too, just like Kristen said, you can do this. You have it within you. You just have to light the fire.
Yeah, I think that's so important too. I think what Kristen said is a lot of people think, well, if I don't get to go on a TV show, I'm not going to do it, or I can't. And Kristen, what advice do you give for people who feel stuck?
You know, and this is what I love about Kara's story, and mm-hmm. I have this thing now in my head that I think of all the time called the Circle of Inspiration.
Oh, I love that.
Although maybe Kara was inspired by watching me on The Biggest Loser, now that I'm home and she is, you know, on her journey and she's doing so amazing, it's like a circle of inspiration because I'm inspired by her. You know, I tell people that. I wish I was never on The Biggest Loser. I wish if I would have known then what I know now, that I would have lost the weight 10 years ago. And if you really open up your eyes and look at people around you, you'll see that there are people who are doing it around you all the time. You know, and I use this analogy. If you are going somewhere, you know where your destination is, and you're driving down the road, and you come across construction, there's a roadblock. Are you going to take the detour to get to where you want to be, or are you going to turn around and go home? You know, sometimes we imagine where it is that we're going, and it might not be the exact path that we always imagined it would, you know, that would bring us there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I realized that the Biggest Loser was a vehicle for me to get to where I wanted to be, but there were a lot of different paths that I could have taken to get there. And I think that once people open themselves up to that, it all comes down to you. Because I tell people, too, I'm 30 years old. The Biggest Loser, I was on the ranch for 5 months. That's a blink of an eye
yes.
in the terms of the big picture of life. You know, it's in 5 years from now, that 5 months that I spent on the ranch, I mean, it'll really see what that really matters, because it all comes down to what you do and your actions when you're at home.
Yeah, and that doesn't, and going on The Biggest Loser doesn't, quote-unquote, cure you either. You still have to work at it.
You know, and if anything, I found it to be a very difficult transition coming home, because I think that I assumed that by losing the weight, I would be done. I would be fixed, that it would be over. And, you know, the biggest, it's a reality TV show. We don't have vehicles. We don't have access to fast food drive-thrus. You know, we don't do our own grocery shopping. And, you know, I tell people over and over again, it's easy to resist temptation when there's a camera in your face and 13 million people are going to be watching. And it's not so easy when that camera goes away. It's two completely different lifestyles,
yeah.
You know, being on The Biggest Loser and then coming home. And it's a way of, you know, making those adjustments in your environment and in your life to make sure you can stay living that way.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I do love The Biggest Loser, but there's a show that I think makes more sense, which is Diet Tribe on Lifetime. I don't know if you gals have seen it, but you have five women who are friends. They stay in their life. They have to work. They take care of their kids, but they get a personal trainer and they work out together. And then they have a psychologist, which I think is hugely important to help with the issues. And that's something that I always found was missing with The Biggest Loser. And I think, you know, just that show is so inspirational because the women have the support of each other. And they're in their own environment.
Absolutely.
You know, do you...
I loved about the last episode of The Biggest Loser that they had to go to work. You know, and I think that was really a neat spin to put on it because real life people, you know, a lot of people have to go to work.
Yeah, you got to... Exactly.
I was working 8 hours a day, working out 8-plus hours
a day. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Home and sitting on a desk for 8 hours, it was completely different.
It is completely different. Now, Tara, what questions do you get from women? Like, you know, the most common one, would you say?
I would say now, especially since I have, you know, brought my family more into Girl Gone Healthy, that was important to me to show women that just because you have, you know, a child and a husband and a home, doesn't mean that you can't find time for yourself. You know, I'm lucky enough that there is a gym and things, you know, at the daycare. I can bring Zachary with me, however, I try not to because that's sort of like my time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the biggest question is how do you do it? How do you find time?
Yes.
If you're not a scheduler or a planner, this lifestyle change will help you to become one. You have to have food in the house that you can eat so that you don't cheat. You have to have those meals in mind that you're going to prepare. You have to be prepared. You know, that's the main thing is you just have to take time for you and realize that what these things that we might have thought before were tedious, like making a grocery store list or making time to go to the gym, those things are going to help you. They're going to make you feel better. Those are your tools that you constantly need to have, you know, available and ready to go. And if you find someone you can enjoy working out with,
yes,
a friend, a sister, a husband, I really have started to enjoy working out with my husband.
That's so nice. That is great.
Wonderful. So that's probably the biggest question is, how do you find the time?
I have a great saying about motivation that I love.
I always say, what motivates me may not motivate you, and what motivates me today may not motivate me tomorrow. And I always tell people, if you're a person who needs constant motivation, embrace that about yourself and keep looking for it. You know, and I find myself getting motivated by the craziest things every day. It could be an email message that I receive from somebody. Sometimes it's a message that I get to myself on my dry erase, my refrigerator, you know, and it's always different. And I think we have a tendency to numb things out, you know, like, at least I do. You know, I may be motivated. I may write this message on the board. It may stop me from digging in the cabinets when I shouldn't be, but then the next day it's not as powerful and I tend to block it out. So I'm constantly doing things and switching it up to, you know, help keep me motivated.
Yeah, well, you gals are amazing, and I would like to ask if you would like to come on monthly and share, maybe we can share recipes or different tips and things. I would love that, because I think having real women offering advice is so important. So
that's
if you want to, if you guys would like that, I would love that.
So, you know, Sarah, because obviously I'm expecting my first child.
Oh, that's right. I know. Congratulations.
After you're, you know, having children, I think that you probably have a ton of great tips for, you know, mothers and how to stay organized and stay on top of it. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be
I'm really
fun.
Excited. And it really is, like, it's going to be the best thing that has ever happened to you, Kristen, and any other mothers out there who are expecting their first. I was so scared, but the minute I heard Zachary's voice for the first time, it was all worth it. And if you are in a position where you're not healthy weight-wise in your pregnancy, it's totally possible to make that life change afterwards. It really is. So,
well, you know,
don't get discouraged.
You know, that would be a great topic for our first official, you know, monthly segment, or second, I should say, is if you're pregnant. I mean, if you want to get pregnant and you want to get healthy first, or, you know, I think that would be great. Well, gals, I want to thank you so much. And Kristen, if you can give your website and then Tara, give yours.
Sure. My website is www.kristenseed.com.
Okay. And Tara?
It is www.girlsonhealthy.com.
You gals are fun, and I'll be in touch soon. We'll set up something next month. I want to thank everyone for listening. Have a great day, and keep being healthy. Oh, and to reach me, go to itsyourhealthradio.org.